As question 81. Question 81, and this is the second last question of our catechism. It's the second question dealing with the Lord's Supper. Last time we looked at the question, what is the Lord's Supper? And this evening, what is required? Question 81. What is required to the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? And there are six parts to the answer of what is required to the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper. It's first of all required in the answer of them who would worthily partake of the Lord's Supper that they examine themselves of their knowledge to discern the Lord's body. And we see that in 1 Corinthians 11, 28 and 29, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And the main point there is that when we look at the bread, we look beyond the bread, and we look to the body of Christ broken for us. In other words, we don't see in the thing itself. We don't see the end in itself, in the bread or the wine. We see what it points to, what it directs us to. And if we do not discern that, if we do not realize that, we are not worthily partaking of the Lord's Supper. In other words, we're not partaking of it in the right way. I suppose an illustration of this would be that if a doctor prescribed medicine to you, and he told you the certain way of taking the medicine, if you did not follow the way prescribed by the doctor, you would be wrongly partaking of the medicine. Well, we can wrongly partake of the Lord's Supper by not discerning the Lord's body. And that's what we are to pray for, that we might be enabled to see his body represented by the bread. But then secondly, not only the outward sense of discerning the Lord's body, but secondly, of their faith or our faith to feed upon him. In other words, we don't feed upon Christ with our mouths, as Augustine once said. I think Luther quoted him on that. We don't feed upon Christ with our mouths. We feed upon Christ with our hearts, with our minds, with our souls, with our spirits. We in that sense digest him into our whole being rather than just in a physical sense. And it says in 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. So if we're not saved, if I'm not a child of God, if I'm not a believer, I cannot feed upon Christ. It's only those who have been changed by nature that can partake in these things. Just like a fish, if he's taken out of the water, cannot sit at a table and eat a meal. If we are not saved, we cannot sit at Christ's table and partake of him. But then, thirdly, of their repentance. And 1 Corinthians 11:31, if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Have we acknowledged and confessed and owned our sin? Have we, before God, repented of that sin and, in a sense, condemned ourselves as we come to the Lord's table? Then fourthly, of our love. 1 Corinthians 11:18-20, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you when you come together, therefore, into one place. This is not to eat the Lord's Supper. They were doing it outwardly, but they weren't doing it truly. And then fifthly, new obedience. 1 Corinthians 5:8, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, in other words, not with sin, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Now this is very important. It's not that we are to come to the Lord's table sinless, but we are to come to the Lord's table sincere, honest, if we've sinned, we come honestly in the context of that sin. In fact, I would suggest to you it's better to come sincerely with your sin than insincerely without your sin. So what's needed here is that we be honest before God regarding our sin, and then we feed upon Him. And then lastly, lest coming unworthily, they eat and drink judgment to themselves. And we have that in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 27 and 29. Whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily. And you could probably say, again, I'm often conscious of that phrase, unworthily. It means unprepared. It means in the wrong way. We're always unworthy, aren't we? We're always unworthy. But the idea is coming in the wrong way. Shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. He that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation or judgment to himself. So what is required to the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? It is required of them who would worthily partake of the Lord's Supper that they examine themselves of their knowledge to discern the Lord's body, of their faith to feed upon Him, of their repentance, love, and new obedience, lest coming unworthily they eat and drink judgment to themselves.